Hey guys, welcome in. It is Brad with College Sportscast, and we are here tonight to do a Friday night special Big Fuss show. This is week 38, season two.
Have your attention.
It's all a commotion around here.
What are you talking about?
Let them yap at you.
It's actually very exciting.
All right, guys, welcome back. It is Brad with College Sportscast. I've got John Hammonds on here with me tonight. What's up, Hammonds?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Another long day, man. How about you?
Yeah. It's same here.
Yeah. All right, so to start off the top of the show here, guys, we were planning a special here tonight with former UK player Jonathan Davis, and we have reached out to him today, and we will continue to try to do that and get rescheduled for our show here tonight. Instead, John and I are going to do a Big Fuss show, kind of a 2.0 this week, give you guys an update of everything that's going on, especially in the world of Kentucky. We've got NFL football tonight. The draft started last night, got first round last night, second and third round tonight. We've got Kentucky, South Carolina playing a top 20 matchup in baseball this weekend. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about here tonight. And we want to come on.
We got a commitment.
We did. So we got to bring up a lot of stuff here. Kentucky men's Mark Pope did get a commitment today, so we will dig into a bunch of that stuff. First and foremost, I want to bring up our viewers here on Facebook. Again, guys, we are growing tremendously. We are almost to that 2100 mark on our Facebook page. We appreciate you guys. There are three ways specifically that you guys can help support us. One is by sending us stars on content here like this or reels or posts. You can send us stars and that helps us earn money to make more content. Or you can subscribe. We do have a special subscription page now and it's 99 cents a month. That's all it is. And you can get a little bit of tidbits here and there of things that we hear and that I post on our subscribers page that is not on the regular Facebook College Sportscast page. And then always, if you're on Facebook, help us grow, help us share. We appreciate that. And that helps us as well. So we'll get started with that. And we're getting more and more on with us here as I'm talking. So if you are just joining us here in the last few minutes and you are looking for Jonathan Davis to be on with us tonight, because that's kind of what we advertised, we did try to get hold of him today, but the former player we're going to have to keep trying to get in touch with him, and hopefully we will get him back on the show to do a interview with him on our show. So, guys, we got Clyde and Brandon and Thomas and Mike. I appreciate you guys being with us. And we are going to get in and dig into some Kentucky news. Right away, guys, I know that there's a bunch of Kentucky people on here with us. There's probably some more. But I know we've got a bunch of Kentucky people on here with us, so we'll dig into some of that. And today, we got a new commitment, John.
Yeah.
For Kentucky Battle. Know,
word traveled quickly today.
Let's start out. They got up very early this morning, and they're catching planes and flying out, going to Vegas. It looked like everybody was trying to guess who they were going to see. Nobody really knew. I think a few people got it wrong, said another name, and come to find out a couple hours later, we got a commitment. So I'll start with that, John.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good start for what Mark Pope wants to do, especially with getting Amari Williams and now Lamont Butler. Both of them was named Defensive Player of the Year in their respective leagues. You know, so and now Mark Pope's got another target on campus as we speak, Aiden Mahaney, who is supposed to be scheduled this weekend. There's a few numbers out here that's going to kind of raise some eyebrows, but overall, this should not be what you're worried about. You know, Butler averaged 9.3 points a game. You know, we had 3.0 assists. He had like 1.5 steals for SDSU last year. I think he shot 30% from three. But he is one of the better-known defenders in college basketball. He's a great defender. He's an on-ball defender. He can do a little bit of everything on the defensive side of the ball. And I say this to say this, he if anybody knows who he is or remembers him, he is the guy that hit the game winner against FAU a couple of years ago. In the final four. So great pickup, great family. I actually know his dad personally. I talk to him very often. They're excited to be here. They're excited to be a part of BBN. It was a quick process. Like, Pope got on the plane with AB, Alvin Brooks, and the other coach, Nate Foger, and they literally got a commitment when they walked in the door. Well, I wouldn't say when they walked in the door, but when they got into the meeting with Lamont Butler, it was pretty good and gone because Matt Jones was all over it right then and there after it happened. So great pickup.
I want to start out by saying, if you guys have been watching Kentucky basketball the last 2 or 3 years, more likely than not, we look like we are fence post in defensive stance, okay? And these guys are blowing past us, and we can't defend anybody. And the two big transfer portal pickups that Pope has got to start with are both Defensive Players of the Year in their conference.
Yeah, they're two good glue guys that are going to attack the rim. That's going to get after you and put you in hell, basically, in terms of getting after you on the defensive side of the ball. So this was a great pickup for Mark Pope. I think there's still more to come. There's probably, if I remember correctly, the Cat's Paw said that Kentucky has reached out to over 40 transfers. That's quite a bit.
There's two or three or four new ones today on top of that 40.
So, well, and I say this to say this, if one of them don't come, like today there was news that Kobe Bray might not come now. He even canceled the visit to Duke. And I think he's just going to UConn now. But if one of those guys kind of fall off the radar, Pope's got other options that he can go to in the portal that he can open up and give playing time to. So, overall, I think Mark Pope's going to do a good job. I just think a lot of fans are kind of going nuts over craziness, in my opinion. I get that they want recruits. I get they want commits. But this is a long process that's going to end up going all the way through June. And it's just going to be how it is with this whole portal thing. And even the NBA draft stuff, because it's going to be like this all summer.
Marsha on here with us. Hi, Marsha. I want to bring this up with you. So the staff, since we come on Tuesday night, we have officially hired Alvin Brooks, the associate head coach for Baylor. And we now have three recruiting assistants, Fuger, Jason Hart, and Alvin Brooks. And he's also hired Mark Fox to be the associate coach to him. So there's one more position to fill, but he has definitely hired a pretty nice staff here, John.
Yeah, and I think, you know, especially with the Jason Hart connection to the West Coast, I think we're going to get a lot of West Coast players now. Or, you know, Calipari was more on East Coast, Jersey. Now that you've got Jason Hart, you're going to be looking at some of the, these West Coast players. And on top of that, you've got Alvin Brooks that will be after Texas kids and in the Midwest. So you've got a little bit of both different kind of combinations there that can work in the recruiting trail.
Yeah. And kind of going off of that here, Marsha also brought up the JUCO 7-footer that Alvin Brooks had recruited to Baylor. Today he asked out of his NIL, his national letter of intent, and he is going to be open. It looks like he is a name that we should watch out for. I'm not saying he's intimate or anything. I'm not sure, but I definitely think he's a name to watch out for. He did get a medical red shirt at the JUCO because he blew out his knee after 5 games this past year. So season starts, I'm not really sure, and I'm not sure that he's coming, but if he does, he does have 3 years of eligibility. He already has received that medical hardship. So Noah Boyd is his name. He's a 7-footer, averaged about 12 points and 8.5 rebounds as a freshman.
Yeah,
in the JUCO. You know, so that's another name that we have not seen before today. John, me and you kind of talked about him as a possibility when we heard that Alvin Brooks, you know, might be coming. What do you think about this kid?
I haven't really saw a lot of him on him. He's really lanky. He can, you know, he can do things in the post. He's a really good player.
230 pounds.
He's a pretty decent player. So he's got to be pretty good if he was going to Baylor and he was being recruited by Alvin Brooks. So he's got to have some spice to him. But, you know, this whole weekend, this next week is going to be crucial. You know, you got Kentucky coming up with their, you know, visitors. And then you got the Kentucky Derby next weekend. So maybe we get some commitments beyond that. And what would be better than taking a recruit to the Kentucky Derby? Like, if that don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, man, I agree.
I mean, that'd be.
I think Great Akbar is supposed to be here for the Oaks Day, maybe, from the way I hear. So hopefully he will be here for that. He is another big recruit we're trying to transfer that we are trying to get. There is a bunch of stuff going on. Mike here brings up Devion Smith. It seems this morning news come out. He was scheduled to visit this weekend, but it seems this morning that his transcripts are having trouble and he probably will not be able to get in to Kentucky. He's already played at 3 schools. He's trying to transfer a 4th time. This is something that with all these transfers, you're going to start running into. Because
especially the grad transfers,
because credits don't transfer and they have to graduate to be a grad transfer.
Yeah.
So this is some stuff that you're going to start running into with these transfers. Sometimes their transcripts will not transfer over all of them.
Yeah. And don't pan out as easy as it looks.
Yeah. let's see. Let's talk about some of the recruits that we have scheduled.
Well,
you've already brought up this is on campus today.
Aiden Mahaney, Otega Olway. Then you got Great Osabor. You got the Hawkins kid from Minnesota this week coming now. And then I think coming up, you have Brandon Garrison, but I don't know.
You're supposed to have Andre Stojakovic.
I don't really know what's going to happen with all this. Pope knows what he's going to do. You know, I tell people, well, why ain't you getting commitments already? Why ain't we seeing? Well, it's all about the fit. It's all how each piece fits to the team and how Pope runs his offense. And I think he's doing that. You know, I seen that with the two guys on his defensive board that he got with Butler and now with Amari Williams. And I think it helps to get your defensive lineup straight, and then you go and you move in with the offense and figure out how to get the offensive movement going. So,
Thomas, you're talking about the Oklahoma kid. That's I'm not sure he pronounces it. Ortega.
No, he's talking about Javon Small, the Oklahoma State guard.
Oh, he's talking about the small kid.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard too much buzz about him for the last week and a half, 10 days. There, we're on to some other point guards, so I'm not real sure about the small kid.
Well, but, and he took a visit to Miami, so we haven't really heard after that. But what's up, Brandon?
Yeah.
Well, and Andrew Carr, I forgot. He's another one. He'll be here this weekend. Andrew Carr will be here this weekend.
Carr's supposed to visit this weekend as well. Yeah, Mike said that. Yeah. Andrew Carr is supposed to be here this weekend. He's a 6'11 guy, averaged 13 and a half points and about 7-8 rebounds and about a block and a half or something a game for Wake Forest this past year. So, you know, he would be a good mix in the middle. The Carr kid would be as well. So, you know, there's lots of options here. Here's what I want to start out with. So we got two defensive guys. And it's great to get defense. And the Otega Owe kid is a great defensive kid as well. And a couple of days ago, after he visited, they were saying he might commit. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this kid. But if he was to commit, that's three really great defensive guys. It shows the toughness and defense that Pope is wanting to have on this team next year. I will say this, and I'm going to bring this up. And I know we got a lot of people on here with us tonight. John L. Davis, 3 or 4 days ago, it was supposed to be down between maybe us and Arkansas. He's looking for a bag. He's looking for money. If you could block up John L. Davis to go with Lamont Butler and get the two of the starting guards off of that 2023 Final Four team on your team this year, and Davis being the scorer, I think it's a no-brainer. You have to spend the money. We're Kentucky. You can't shy away from spending that bag when you can get a experienced Final Four player like John L. Davis. What do you think about that, Hammonds?
I think you're right. I think it does do some wonders when
you can Brandon, get a guy like that. Hey, Brandon, being here first time.
When we have to get, you know, John L. Davis and you know, now we got Lamont Butler, I think it helps to have that kind of leadership in the backcourt and have that senior leadership.
Marsha, I'm old school too, but in this game and the way it is today, you have to step up. We are Kentucky. We can't let these other schools punk us on money all the time. So here's the deal. Jaden Quaintance, he's looking for a bag. He's 16, okay? He has no experience. He's literally still 16. He won't be 17 until July, okay? So if you want to pass on that kid with no experience, I totally get it. You have to step up and get experienced players like John L. Davis when there is talk that he's interested. You can't let these schools punk us. I'm sorry. You can't. It is what it is. You have to step up. And John L. Davis would be an excellent, excellent experienced scoring guard, averaged 18.2 points a game to go with the defense that we're bringing in. Man, you bring him in and Stojakovic to go with what we have right now. Bring in Carr for defense, another defensive big guy with a little bit of offense, and great Asabar that's almost 18 points a game. Then you've got a team right here, guys.
You do.
I'm telling you, then you got a team right here. So what does Marcia say here?
Yes, there's no sense.
No sense of spending money on a 16-year-old. That's the reason he's having a hard time finding a place to go. He's asking for almost $2 million. Exactly. That's what I was talking about. But if you're going to spend that kind of money, you spend that $2 million on John L. Davis, the experienced vet that has Final Four experience.
Yeah, and they can thrive in your backcourt and give you a chance to make a run.
And give you that scoring and experience. You put him with Lamont Butler in the backcourt, that could be one of the best backcourts in the country.
No doubt.
Absolutely. 100%. That could be one of the best backcourts in the country.
I've said it since, you know, especially the last, since COVID. Experience beats talent when talent don't work hard. And it'll do it every single time. Talent is great. It's great to have all these five-star guys and these four-star guys. But if you got two or three seniors that are on that team and they have been there and been through the fire, been through the tournament and know how to win, when it comes late, they're going to be able to make clutch plays. See, I always tell people this. When it comes to certain tournament games, freshmen sometimes have
– they get jitters. They get jitters. They get nervous. The stage is too big for them. It happened to Reed Shepherd this year, and all of us Kentucky fans know how well Reed Shepherd played.
Well, you look at it. What was it?
And March started, and the games mattered. He'd never been there before.
Well, and two, look at the game that he had against Oakland. What was it? The game was a two-point game, and instead of pulling the ball up front, he just throws the ball away to the Oakland guy.
He had uncharacteristic turnovers and stuff, and I'm not downing the kid because I love him, and he had a great year. But the truth is, on that stage, he looked as if he had never been there before.
Well, and I still say this, and I'm not going to – I'm not going to try to bring up Calipari, and I want to keep that for another topic, but he really – I wouldn't say he destroyed Reed and Rob Dillingham, but he wasted them.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And
Mike,
that's all I'll say on that.
Today, when he come into the portal today or yesterday, when he come in, he's now listed as the number one overall – transfer, this kid from Seton Hall, this Richmond kid from Seton Hall. And
yeah,
I heard today that we had contacted him, so I'm not sure where we're at with that, but he's a brand new one that just come into the portal.
Marcia brings up a good point. Oakland, that 1-3-1 zone killed us. Like, we couldn't never figure it out.
I mean, they were lost. They looked like they had never been there before, and they hadn't.
Mm-mm. It happens.
And these kids that I'm talking about with John L. Davis and Lamont Butler and some of these kids, they have been there before.
No, Chris, Adu won't be back. He's gone.
He's still listing us, but North Carolina's making a huge push.
Yeah, Hubert Davis is making a really big push for him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything official with that, but I do know
there's no Kentucky smoke. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. you know, that's true. There's definitely not. You know, so if you guys want to dig into the whole Cal thing real quick, just to run through it, Billy Richmond, Boogie Flan, both committed in the last couple of days.
Well, and Carter Knox.
Carter Knox, I'm not sure if he had done it before Tuesday or not when we did our show and we talked about it. I can't remember. But he has three of the six. It really does not look like Quaintance is going to follow him. And Samoto Surreal has visited
Georgia.
Georgia and Georgia Tech in the last week. And today, DJ Wagner is visiting USC out in California.
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but the rumor is he's dating Juju Watkins. So I don't know. That's the rumor.
I guess that's a good reason why he's going out there then, I guess.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
I mean, Juju's a heck of a player, DJ Wagner. If that's true, go get you some sunshine. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you got to say about it.
Yeah, go get you some sunshine because you're talking about USC and Juju. Come on now. Yeah.
Stay as far away from Fayetteville as you can if that's the case.
Yeah, because Juju's a heck of a player. And one of these days in a few years, she's going to make a lot of money just like
Caitlin Clark. She's going to make a lot of money. Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
Because she can play some ball.
Yeah, she's a good basketball player.
Absolutely. She's fantastic. So that's just a little bit of update on what's been going on down there. I'm not going to get into a bunch of stuff. Yes, Mike, I did see that Hunter Dickerson is back for his 20th year in college basketball. Yes, I did see that today. And I am getting so, so tired of seeing these kids in college for 5, 6, 7 years. I can't even.
Here's the thing, you know. Like, this was still going on when Perry Ellis was still in school. Like, Perry Ellis had been there. I always joked about Perry Ellis. I said he'd been in there since the Obama administration. Like, it was that every year it seemed like there was one or two players that had been there 6 or 7 years. Like, I think somebody posted earlier on the Kansas thing, it said, I'm coming back for my 7th year, and somebody said, get a job. And I was like,
man. I mean, some of these kids stay in college so long anymore, you wonder if they've got retirement. I mean, honestly. I mean, do they pay into 401k, or I'm not sure anymore. I mean, really.
I don't know what you do, man.
I mean, honestly, it's bad. Like, I will be so glad when this extra COVID year is gone next year.
Yeah, it's kind of, to me, it's destroying the game, I think. And that's the worst part more than the NIL thing, I think, is the extra years and stuff.
Yeah, I'll be so glad when all that's over with next year. So, yeah. You know, it's –
Perry Ellis was at Kansas dating all the way back to the 1980s. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah, Mike, Liam McNeely, who is the highest remaining high school recruit. He had decommitted from Indiana a couple of months back, and we were trying to get him on campus. He did visit UConn last weekend.
Hurley is trying to get a three-peat. Like, he's banging at the door again.
This kid, like, everybody has talked about Cooper Flagg. This kid's legit. He's 6'8", and he shoots 45% from three-point line.
Yeah, he's tough.
I mean, this kid's legit. And if he can get Kobe Bree and him, who is 6'7", and 6'8", and both shooters –
yeah,
I'm telling you, he's knocking it out of the park with those two. And I don't know the rest of his class. I have to research more. I don't really know. But those two are filling some really nice spots on that UConn team. I can tell you that.
Now, I will say this on the whole Mahaney thing. I don't think Bree and Mahaney and McNeely's all three going to be there. That's just me. I don't think all three of them. Because some of them, both all three of them play similar positions. And I don't think they're both or all three going to go there. One of them is going to go opposite than what McNeely does and what Aiden Mahaney and them do. So
the interesting thing with Butler today, Lamont Butler, is he's a 6'2", essentially he is a point guard, okay?
Yeah.
But he's kind of been playing off the ball more times than not at San Diego State over the last couple of years. So it's going to be interesting. Do we go ahead and sign another point guard like Mahaney or whatever, you know? And it's going to be interesting. Does Butler play the two when he shoots 30%? Or do we play Butler at the one? It's kind of interesting to see what happens.
You know what was interesting about this whole commitment, though? It's like, you know, Pope gets on the plane. Pope gets there with his, you know, and he even told Matt Jones. Matt Jones had mentioned it this morning that he said that he had to cancel his interview with him on KSR. He said, I got to get on a plane so I can lock this commitment up.
Yeah.
So he had his mind made up on somebody. And that's one thing I love about Pope is that he, when he's determined and he's ready to get something, he's going to get it. And a lot of people didn't see this one because it was out of left field. Like, we've been talking about these other guys, and it was just kind of like we knew Lamont Butler had been contacted by UK, but we really didn't know if he was going to be a commitment or a take.
Well, let's be honest. Over the last week, there's been talk that there's a few guys that wasn't in the portal yet that Kentucky could be in on if and when they did hit the portal. I think Lamont Butler might have been one of those guys.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for sure that he might have been one of those guys.
By the way, updating you on the Kentucky baseball, it's the top of the ninth and it's tied at one in South Carolina. So
it's been a great game. There was a solo home run for Kentucky by Walschmidt. And then they had a single up the middle to score one run in like the fourth or fifth inning. It's been a pitcher's battle. It's 1-1.
Chris, he says, how many commitments do you think we get this weekend? I hear a lot is supposed to be on. I think you maybe get one more this weekend.
I mean, if the Owe kid is going to come, he's already 2 days out. I think we would hear something by Monday or something on that kid if he's coming. Mahaney, I do believe that Mahaney is probably going to be making a decision in the next day or two. I think Carr would commit if the room is there and they're offering the scholarship. So 2 to 3, I think this weekend – we might be able to get 2 or 3, but I'm going to be honest with you. I want Peja Stojakovic, kid. I want Andre Stojakovic. He's a McDonald's All-American. I used to love watching Peja play in the NBA. And just for my own stuff here, I would love to see Peja's kid. I'd love to see Andre come to Kentucky. We recruited him. He was a four-star kid, McDonald's All-American last year. He's got the genes. You put him in the right system, I'm telling you, that kid is going to be special.
So let's talk some NFL draft.
Yep. We got the NFL draft going on tonight and last night. Last night was the first round of the NFL draft. Of course, NFL draft-wise, guys, the number one pick last night went to Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears.
Well, the Bears knocked it out of the park with Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. And the Vikings did good. J.J. McCarthy, Dallas Turner, The Vikings did really well as well.
Y'all ain't going to like this none, but man, I was super to trade up to number 28 from the two-time defending champs and to get Xavier Worthy. I'm telling y'all, they just locked in another weapon. Y'all just wait and see. I'm not a Kansas City fan. John knows this, but I'm going to tell you right now, I think out of all the teams, and I know there's a bunch of draft picks last night, but when you take a team, a championship team, and give them an outside speedster like that, golly, somebody should have picked him before
Kansas City. I will say, I'm a Cowboys fan, and we are pooping on the draft so far. It's pretty bad.
I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and I am so sick and tired of seeing us draft an offensive lineman in the first round. This is like 27 out of the last 28 years, I swear. I don't think they ever draft any.
You know what I think? I think Jerry Jones.
Besides an offensive lineman.
I think Jerry Jones just sits in his yacht and just drinks mimosas and don't care about what happens to the Cowboys. Like it's like a train wreck that you just want to look past. You know what I mean? Like,
go Pack, go. That's right. Except in the damn draft, Chris. They do an offensive lineman every year, man. It's so old. I mean, by now, they ought to have six teams of offensive linemen. That's all I got to say. I mean, come on. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Because
that's
I'm
a huge shock too. So you're telling me they went linebacker in the second round? Holy shit. I've never seen that before. I mean, that's almost every year. That's their first two picks, offensive lineman and linebacker. Almost every year.
How can you be a Cowgirls fan, John, with what Jerry Jones is doing to us? Well, unfortunately, I've been suffering for over 20 years.
Okay, let's get into this real quick since we brought up Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, if I was you, I'm just saying, I'm going to throw this out there, okay? If I was you, I would worry about paying NFL players for my own damn team that I own and leave Arkansas and college basketball the hell alone. Because right now you're getting your ass handed to you in free agency and on the draft. So if I were you, I'd worry about some players on my own damn team. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Chris, I've been a Packers fan all my life. I know how they do it. I'm telling you, they do the same shit every year. The same shit. They're about round three or four, they're going to go for a running back. And five or six, they're going to go for a couple of wide receivers. We won't bet. They do the same shit every year. I'm telling you, it's the same stuff every year.
Yep. And it never changes.
The Packers draft the same way every single year. I'm not even playing. If Chris is a diehard Packers fan, he knows I'm telling the truth. Look, he says, I know how they work. I'm telling you, they do the same shit every year. It's so annoying. Like, it's always going to be some offensive lineman, then they're going to go linebacker, and sometimes they go corner. Then about third or fourth round, they're going to pick up a running back. They do the same thing every year. Absolutely, Thomas. I'm not playing. John is a diehard Cowboys fan, okay? So, and I've picked at him for the last two or three years because we're rivals, the whole Packers and Cowboys thing, okay? And I've made fun of Jerry Jones, but this I'm not really making fun of. Jerry Jones, you need to stay in your lane and buy you some NFL players. That's where you need to spend your money. Well, so what is going on in the second round? Has there been any Kentucky players drafted yet? I know Drew Phillips was a second or third round option, and so was Wallace.
I don't see any as of now. Let me see. I don't think Kentucky got anybody.
Yeah, Mike says he's a true Dallas Cowboys cheerleader fan.
No, that Kentucky has not had one drafted yet.
Well, they'll get one pretty soon, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they will. All right, so ESPN put out a new list of transfers in the women's game. And Kentucky still has the number one overall transfer signed, and that's point guard Georgia Amore. She is projected as the number four pick in the WNBA draft next year. And you got to give what Kenny Brooks doing some love here. He is still after Talia Von Olahoffen, and she is an Oregon State transfer, and she is the number, depending on which one you look at, either 11 or 12 in the transfer order. She's not quite top 10, but she's 11 or 12. If he can land her as well, she's down to four schools. She's looking at USC. She's looking at Louisville and Kentucky and Colorado. She's down to four schools. And Talia, we want you at Kentucky. We need you at Kentucky. I can't wait to cover you. I would love to have you here. You'd be a great backcourt. She's a 5'11 guard. Averaged about 11 or 12 points a game last year with Oregon State. And you'd be a great backcourt with Georgia Amore, who averaged 18 and a half points a game last year with Virginia Tech. 18.8, actually. And you'd be a great backcourt. There's another great backcourt. I was talking about possibly Davis and Butler. If you get Olenhoffen and Amore for the girls, that would be two tremendous backcourts in college next year. Now, in the women's game, Texas is coming to the SEC next year. And let's talk about this for just a second. They're going to be a real challenge to South Carolina in the SEC next year. Like, they have a top two or three team in the country. Yeah. And despite how great Dawn Staley has done and kind of dominated, they're going to be a real challenge to South Carolina next year in the SEC. And then you can't count out Kim Mulkey as well. She's went out and got three guard transfers this past week, added to her team. You put them with Morrow and Flage Johnson and some of the players that she's got coming back. They're going to be really good as well. So I think that's going to be your three top teams next year in the SEC for the women's game. And then, you know, you're going to have a second tier of quite a few teams as well. I mean, Alabama's probably in there. Maybe Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Kentucky might be able to join that list next year, but we'll see.
We'll just
have a second tier.
First full week or month, we'll find out what Kentucky women can do.
He's brought in a lot of good players. There's a lot of talent. They're tall. He's brought in 6'7", 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", a couple of 6'2 girls.
Well, I'll say this, though. At least the energy will be a lot different than it was a year ago.
Oh, yeah. They're going to win some games next year. They got some size and talent. And Georgia Amore like I said, is going to be a top 5 or 10 player in the country in college basketball next year for the for women. So, and they got the size to go with it. So they're looking for that shooting guard, and that's what Talia von Ohlenhofen is. They're going after her for. So, again, come on over to Joe Kraft Center. That's all I got to say. I can't wait to cover you and have a little bit of fun with that. All right, John, is there anything you want to discuss in the football transfer portal? Because out of all of this craziness that's been going on for the last 10 days, there's not been a whole lot of talk, but the football transfer portal has been open as well. And we've had a couple. We had one today, actually. We had a very, very big visitor today for Kentucky football on campus visiting today. He's a cornerback, possible starter. He is a four-star kid that would put his name in the portal. Shockingly, DJ Waller is his name. Yep. He was on campus today. The connection here, guys, he's a Youngstown kid. Morrow and Stoops recruited him the first time, and they missed out. He went to Michigan. He's leaving Michigan, and there is a good chance that we could land this kid. And he is, he was in high school, he was recruited as a safety. He went to Michigan for either 1 or 2 years. I think 1 or 2 years he's played.
Well, and you're in the hunt also with Penny Boone. So you got a chance to grab two.
Yes. At the same time. And they're in with Penny Boone, which is one of the top running backs in the transfer portal as well. He's a four-star portal kid. So Kentucky football, if they could land a couple of these kids, they're going to go after more because they've
I'll say this even about the basketball portal and football. Basketball closes May 1st, so that's 5 days, I think, from now.
Football's April 30th, the day before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to ramp up in the next few days. Like, it's going to start ramping up. You might not get commitments, but you're going to get a lot of kids that might jump in the portal. And it's going to get like this for the next couple of days. And you'll see more things happening in the next week or so when it comes to news and whatnot.
Yeah, the DJ Waller kid, I sure hope so, man. He's going to be a star. And you put him with the defense that we already got coming back. I really, really like this defense that we got, guys. I know that everybody thinks that the football is probably going to be down this year. But if we can find, if the new offensive coordinator, Bush, can come in and Brock, the quarterback, and put something together here. We've got some wide receivers. If we can put something together here, this defense could be special, guys. Could be very special. I'm telling you, you put the linebacker, Dumas, trying to think of his last name. Dumas something. He was a second team All-American in 2022. You put him with Deion Walker on the front, and you put this Waller kid in there too. Go with Harrison and some of the linebacker crew, Eric Jackson that we got back, De'Eric Jackson. I mean, this could be a very, very special defense that could carry this team a lot farther than some people think. Now, the offense has got to pick it up because the defense can't do it all in the SEC. It's a tough schedule, very tough schedule. Might still be looking at 8-4, but 8-4 with this schedule and this SEC with Texas and Oklahoma coming in, would be a really, really great season. And I'm just saying that would be top, probably, you know, maybe 8-4. I can't see anything better than 9-3. But to be quite honest with you, this is a tough, tough league, a tough, tough schedule. And yeah. I think this team defensively could be special. I really do. All right, let's do a quick baseball update for you guys.
It's 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth.
What?
Kentucky went up 4-1 in the top, and a trio of home runs by South Carolina have tied the game.
Are you kidding me? That's insane. After being
I'm telling you, I worry about this pitching staff, this bullpen for Kentucky. It's
the bullpen is the big deal.
They're not playing as well right now.
Starters are playing and keeping them in games. They did the same thing against Tennessee last week.
Yeah, their bullpen is having some issues, and they better get it straightened out for the SEC tournament and going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Now, their offense will keep them in games, but their pitching is going to have to get solidified more.
Now, the starting pitching is pretty good.
Yeah, it is. So.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a really, really good. They're ranked fourth in the country, guys. South Carolina's ranked 20th. This is at South Carolina this weekend. It's an away series. Getting this first game on Friday night would be huge if they can close this out.
I just got a text from a buddy of mine from Omaha, Nebraska, and he told me to put well wishes out for the families in there. If people don't know, there's a lot of tornadoes happening around Nebraska right now. And our prayers go out to those that are affected by all that.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of bad storms down through that part of the area, and Nebraska's getting hit pretty hard. So Tornado Alley down through there.
Yep.
That's a tough place to live.
When it involves
tornadoes anyways.
I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight, you guys. We will try to continue to get Jonathan Davis on with us. I will say
that, you know, Lamar Butler Sr. is being welcomed in to the Big Ben. Like he's being kind of wrapped around his arms and told he's loved. I think this is a family thing. I think this was a business decision, really. And I think it'll work out for both parties. So Kentucky will be fine with Lamont Butler. They just need to add a few more guys and get this ball rolling. And I think you'll see that. And probably in the next month, you'll see this roster kind of start to unfold and start to show you what we're going to have next year.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I think in the next 3 or 4 days, we should see.
And I'll say this, we might not be in the top 25 next year, because, you know, we could be maybe top 20, but we're going to have to prove ourselves with Pope, and that's fine. We're going to have to figure things out and get the team together and gel with them and get them some summer
practice. But the one thing I'll say about what he's doing to close this out tonight, the one thing I will say is that defense will keep you in games. If you can shut people down and hold people to 65, 68, 70 points a game, it'll keep you in games. And going out and being physical and getting defenders, some of the best defenders. I mean, Lamont Butler might be the best guard defender in the country. And, you know, Williams himself. So, you know, getting big physical defenders is going to help. You don't have to have, I mean, you know, you don't have to have the elite players to win ball games. Matter of fact, a lot of times those guys don't play so much defense. And we all know that as Kentucky fans. So keep an eye out. We will try to keep you informed, you know, and give you some updates on our page. So we'll try to keep you informed as much as we can. And I hope you guys have a blessed night.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.